Yesterday, we chatted about the reality that sometimes we can wander off the path in our faith walk and end up not even knowing anymore whether we're still saved. Today, I want to share some powerfully good news with you. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. I love sharing good news, so let's get right into it. Here it is, Ephesians chapter 1, verses 13 and 14. In him you also, when you had heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and had believed in him, were marked with the seal of the promised Holy Spirit. This is the pledge of our inheritance towards redemption as God's own people to the praise of his glory. Yesterday, we saw in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 and 2, that it's possible for us to have believed in vain by wandering away from the good news of Jesus. That's true. We can indeed walk away. But here, God's telling us that the moment we believe, we are marked with the seal of the promised Holy Spirit. Think of that red wax they use to melt and drip onto contracts, then imprint with a family or company seal as a mark of authenticity. That's the picture here. The Holy Spirit in you, since you believed, is God's pledge, God's promise, God's down payment into your life to prove to you that he's serious, to prove to you that you belong to him. And here's the thing with God the Holy Spirit. When we wander off, he calls us, he draws us to himself in love because God is faithful to his promise, to his blood contract in Christ, even when we're not. The moment you believed, you were marked with the seal of the promised Holy Spirit. This is the pledge of your inheritance towards redemption as God's own child, to the praise of his glory. That's God's word fresh for you today. Doesn't the power of the truth of God's faithfulness towards you kind of light up your heart? And there's so much more in his word to do just that. So if you'd like to go a bit deeper, then let me encourage you to stop by at ChristianityWorks.com, and right there on the homepage, you'll see This Week on TV. You can watch this week's half-hour television message for some more in-depth teaching straight out of God's Word. Again, that's ChristianityWorks.com.